Blog Talk Radio.
Staring down the face of fear, gotta keep breathing. When the negative is all you hear, gotta keep believing.
Coming from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and welcome everybody here tonight that's listening to my voice. Tonight, last time we were teaching on resisting the enemy militantly, and tonight I'm going to be teaching on the militant church. The militant church is God's army, are you in God's army tonight? Are you part of the militant church tonight? Well, the first thing a soldier of the army does is he puts on a uniform. So tonight we're going to put on the armor of God. So as you basically can, I'll say it and you can repeat it, okay? And you can see yourself putting on the armor of God. Amen? Amen. In the name of Jesus, I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore I take unto myself the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, I stand therefore, having my loins girt about with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of my warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling of the strongholds. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, I have peace and pursue peace with all men. I'm a minister of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel, where I take the shield of faith, wherewith I'm able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The helmet of salvation, holding the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of God's heart. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In the face of all trials, tests, temptations, and tribulations, I cut to pieces the snare of the enemy by speaking the Word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Thank you, Father, for the armor. I'll pray at all times, in every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, I'll keep alert, and I will watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints. My power, ability, and sufficiency are from God, which called me as a minister and dispenser of a new covenant of salvation through Christ. You just put your armor on. A soldier puts a uniform on, and you just put your armor on. Now remember this. When a soldier, and I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it. When a soldier goes into the army or into the armed forces, the first thing he does is he takes off his worldly clothes. Remember that. He takes off his worldly clothes and he puts on a uniform. Right? And then he wears that uniform till he comes out of the army or he's killed in action. Amen? So here's what I'm going to say tonight. In God's army, you cannot be a part-time soldier, my brothers and sisters. Say that again. In God's army, your soldiers of the cross, in God's army, you cannot be a part-time soldier. Full-time service is required. From the time that we get born again or come into God's army to the time that basically we die. That's the only way that you can come out of God's army. Amen? Because we're in it from the time we... From the time that we basically ask Jesus into our heart, coming into the army of God, right? Because we're no longer in the world. I mean, we're no longer of the world, but we're in the world. So this is what it's saying. So you have that, we have that armor of God on us, armor of God on us daily. Wherever we go, whatever we do, it's there. But there is no, once you enlist into God's army, you are in there for the rest of your life. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to make a lifetime commitment to Jesus. Amen? Now let's go to, do you have your Bibles there? You have the sword of the Spirit? And we're going to be talking about some pieces of the armor later on. Amen? Okay, so 2 Timothy, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And I'll give you a few minutes to get there. Make sure you have your sword of the Spirit, the Word of God with you. And if you don't, just write these scriptures down. When you do get a Bible, have to get a Bible, then look them back up again. Amen? So the first scripture here, what's it saying? 2 Timothy chapter 2 says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." What does that mean? That endure hardness. That means that we need to be vigilant, that we need to be aggressive, that we need to be able to stand firm on the Word of God. And hardness. And basically hardness against the things of the world. Hardness against the things of the devil he's trying to throw at you. Amen? Let it bounce off you. Amen? The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee. So if we have hardness, it's not a hardness of the heart, it's a hardness and not to be moved by circumstances, not to be moved by symptoms, not to be moved by situations. Amen? That's what it means. As a good soldier of Christ. Amen? A good soldier. We are soldiers of the cross. You remember that thing? Onward Christian soldiers? Remember that? We're marching us to war with the cross of Jesus. Amen? Remember that song? We used to sing it all the time. And the thing is, and we're marching. We're marching into victory. We're marching into victory. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, listen to, now go to verse 4. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No man that it warreth entangles, listen to this, no man that warreth, so we are in a war, right? We're a militant church, and we're in a war. From the time we get up to the time we go to bed, we are in a war. And I just went through who we're in a war with. Okay. So it says here, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life. So you can't serve, you have to choose who you're going to serve. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and the world. So what that's saying is basically you can't be warring and entangling yourself with the world, with the affairs of this life, that ye may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. So it's all about pleasing God. It's all about pleasing Jesus. He's our heavenly commander, and we need to please him. How do we please him? By faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. So faith pleases God, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about the shield of faith later. But faith pleases God. Amen? Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to the armor. Okay? Okay. Now your spiritual weapons, and I did go through them, but I'm going to go through them again. If you want to mark them down, they're in Ephesians 6:10. Your spiritual weapons are the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and prayer. Okay. Let's start with the belt of truth. Ephesians 6:14 says, stand firm with the belt of truth. Truth implies truthfulness. Now, what the belt of truth is that we need, as soldiers of the cross, we need to be true to our word. We need to be true to our word. So when we say we're going to do something, we need to do it. We need to do it. We need to be true to Jesus. When we say we're going to do something, and the Lord asks us to do something, we need to do it. Okay? Now, also we need to be true to His word, true to the word of God, and true to our word. That's what truth is all about. You're known by the fruits. We're known by the fruit, our fruits. So we're known by our truth. We're known by, basically, are we true to our word? Are we true to the word of God? If the Lord asks us to do something, do we put it off or do we do it? Amen? But listen to this very carefully. Very carefully. Where there's deceit and lying in a believer, there is falsehood. See, when we have deceit or lying in us, right? The belt of truth will fall right off on us. And the belt of truth is what holds all the other armor together. So we need to be truthful. We need to make sure that we speak the truth. We don't allow a lying spirit to get in us. And we need to make sure we don't have deceit. We need to be walking in holiness, and we need to be walking in purity. Amen? Walking in truth, the truth. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth. We need to be walking in Jesus. We need to be truthful to everything that, truthful to our family. We need to be truthful to our friends. We need to be truthful to our Lord. Amen? That's the belt of truth. And it's very powerful because it's the word of the belt of truth. You're known by it. People, the more truthful you, the more you walk in truth, the more people will trust you. Amen? Do you want to be trusted? Do you want to be trusted? Then you need to be a person of your word and of the word of God. The Lord to trust us, we need to be truthful to Him. Amen? So this is very important. This particular piece of the armor is very important. Because if we are in deceit and lying, we'll be in falsehood. And what it does, it'll forfeit the very thing that holds the other places of the armor together. You know, see how important this is? This is so important. So, the belt of truth. Be truthful. Be truthful. Don't allow deceit in your life. Be truthful. And know that a person, when you say something to a person, they know you. They know if you say you're going to do something, that you do it. Amen? Amen. Okay, we're going to go to the next piece of the armor here. Give me a second here. The next piece of the armor is the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Now, what does the breastplate of righteousness do? It protects your heart. It protects the heart of a soldier. You're a soldier in the army, in the army of God, soldier of the cross, and it protects your heart. It protects your heart. It keeps your heart pliable. It keeps your heart fixed on God. Amen? It protects your heart. When the enemy's trying to throw darts at it and trying to throw at your heart, that breastplate of righteousness is right over your heart. It protects your heart. Protects your heart from getting hurt. Amen? It keeps your heart pure. Keeps your heart pure. Keeps your heart from getting wounded. Amen? The enemy can throw many darts at your heart. But the breastplate of righteousness protects your heart. It protects your heart. And don't do any unrighteous acts. Don't commit any unrighteous acts. Because it'll rob us. What it does, it robs us of the vital protection and exposes our heart to the enemy. Say that again. Make sure you watch that you don't do any commit any unrighteous acts. Right? Because it's called the breastplate of righteousness for a reason. So unrighteous acts will allow the enemy to expose. You allow the enemy into your heart. Amen? It'll rob us of the vital protection and exposes our heart to the enemy. So keep your heart clean. Don't allow unforgiveness or a root of bitterness in your heart. Keep it out. You know what? Jesus forgives us unconditional. We need to do that, right? So keep your heart clean. Keep your heart pure. Amen? In Jesus' mighty name. So the breastplate of righteousness, like I said, it protects the heart of the soldier. Amen? We're going to go on to the next one now. This is very important. I know I'm kind of teaching a little bit tonight, but this is very important to know. Very important to know. Because this is the armor that you have on. It's like you're putting on Jesus. Amen? You're putting on Jesus. Every piece of the armor, piece of armor that you put on, is like you're putting on Jesus. Amen? Okay, let's go on. The next piece of the armor is the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. Now, the gospel of peace, peace passes all understanding. Amen? Peace is a powerful, powerful weapon against the enemy. Okay? And it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, shoes speak of a foundation for your feet. So the gospel of peace is a foundation for your feet. It keeps you from slipping, sliding, and failing. Amen? So the gospel of peace is a foundation for our feet that keeps us from slipping, sliding, or failing. Amen? And we have to remember, Christ is our rock. Christ is our rock. Amen? He's our rock. Right? So that piece of armor keeps you from sliding, keeps you from slipping, and keeps you from failing. Amen? On the rock we will stand. Amen? Jesus, on the rock we will stand. Amen? And that's what we're doing tonight. He's our rock. Amen? Say it. Just say it right now. Say, Jesus is my rock. Amen? He's the rock. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than which is that of Christ Jesus. Amen. Let me say that again. For no other foundation can anyone lay than which is Christ Jesus. Sir, Jesus is our foundation. Amen. Right? He's our foundation. Remember that. Jesus is our foundation. Praise the Lord. And then Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So we are peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen? So that is the gospel of peace. Chapter 6, verse 15, gospel of peace. It's a mighty weapon against the devil. They say shalom, it means peace. But it also means wholeness. Amen? So basically we are blessed. Because we're peacemakers. And we are called the children, and we shall be called the children of God. Amen? Amen. Okay, the next one we have is the sword of the Spirit. Now, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is one of the most powerful weapons against the enemy there is. We need to confess it. We need to proclaim it. We need to speak it boldly. Speak it boldly. Over circumstances in our life, over situations in our life, even over symptoms in our life. We need to live it. We need to live the Word of God. We need to have it come out of us like a geyser. We need to have the Word of God come out of us geyser. Not speaking things that we see or hear or touch or smell, but speaking the Word of God. Speaking the Word of God. Over everything. Coming out of our mouth. Like the sword of the Spirit. This is what God says. And it's done. This is what God says about this or this. It's truth. Amen. The Word of God is true. Let every man be a liar. Amen? And just because man says it doesn't make it true. It's what God says. Just because, and I think just because the doctor says it, doesn't make it true. It's what God says. It's what God says. The word says about healing, I am the Lord that healeth thee. The Lord said about finance, above all things, that prosper and be in health as thy soul prosper. Amen? Everything, every situation, everything that you're dealing with, God's word is true. But you need to meditate on the word. You need to have revelation of the word. Let it come into you. Let it come in. Let you be like a living word. Let it just come out of your mouth like a geyser. Let it be in your heart. Let it be in you. In the name of Jesus. The sword of the Spirit is an offensive weapon, which means we are not to be retreating Christians, but using that sword, using the Word of God, wielding the Word of God. You're no longer going to be retreating from the enemy. You're not going to be a retreating Christian no more. You're going to be an advancing soldier, waging spiritual warfare on the devil, taking ground from him in your life, especially in your health, your finances, your family, amen? As for me and my house, listen, you speak it around. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? Taking ground from the enemy. You're a mighty soldier. A mighty soldier. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Advancing. No longer retreating. Advancing. We walk by faith and not by sight. Keep moving on. Keep moving on. I press on. I press on toward the mark of the high calling of God. Say that. I press on toward the mark of the high calling of God. I'm going to keep advancing. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep marching. I'm going to keep going and marching and taking ground. I'm going to be on the aggressive, on the aggressive. A militant soldier. I'm a militant soldier. I'm gonna have a powerful testimony of the overcome by the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Powerful warrior testimony of overcoming. I'm an overcomer. Amen. You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer by the word of God. You're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, the word of God. Speak it. Proclaim it. Amen? Amen. Prayer. Have you been praying? The enemy don't want you praying. Because he knows it's a weapon against him. Push. Pray until something happens. Keep praying. Right? Keep praying. Pray in the Spirit. Get up in the morning and start praying in the Spirit or at night or whatever. Pray in the Spirit. Powerful warrior prayers in the Spirit. Amen. And the Lord will reveal to you what you just prayed. Amen. Pray, my brothers out there. Pray, soldiers of the cross. Pray, militant church. Pray. Amen. And you will see circumstances. Pray in the Word of God. Make sure you pray in the Word of God. When you're praying, pray in the Word of God. You're in the Spirit, but when you're praying in the natural, pray the Word of God. Pray the Word of God, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Pray. If you're believing for something, see, and this is the confidence I have in Him. If you ask anything, I ask anything according to His will, He hears me. And if you know He hears me, I have the petitions and desire to Him. Pray, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask to think, or the power that worketh in us. Pray, if God is for me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me. Pray the Scriptures over your life, over situations. Over symptoms, over circumstances, and you will see them change right before your eyes. Amen. Remember, the Word of God never, ever, ever, ever changes. And accomplishes what the Lord says it ought to do. Amen? Amen. 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 So praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Yes, we need to pray for our brothers and sisters. Don't matter where they are or who they are, we still need to pray because we are all family. If you know Jesus, your personal Savior, you're in the army of God, you're in the body of Christ, we are all family. We're all families and brothers and sisters. We pray for each other. Amen? We pray for each other. So pray for your brothers. Pray for your sisters in Christ. Amen? Amen. We're going to go on here. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen? So the Lord our God is with us wherever we go. It doesn't matter where we go, He's with us. Okay? And if God is for you, who can be against you? Amen? Amen. Now we're going to go on to the shield of faith. Ephesians 6 verse 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Now, the shield of faith, what is faith? Faith is trusting God. Faith is trusting His Word. Faith is hearing and comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? Faith is the substance things hoped for, evidence things not seen. Faith is. Right? Faith is. Amen? And you have a shield of faith. Where you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So it doesn't matter what people say to you. It doesn't matter what the enemy's trying to do, or trying to condemn you, or trying to intimidate you, manipulate you, or try to dominate you, right? You basically have the faith, the shield of faith, and it will quench every intimidation, every manipulation, every domination. Amen? And when the enemy tries to throw darts at you or what things at you, they'll just bounce right off. Amen? And that's what it says, submitting yourself to God. Using the shield of faith that God is giving you. Resisting the enemy with the shield of faith, and he will flee. Amen? In absolute terror out of your life. Faith is right now, and the substance is the word of God. Amen? Faith is now, and the substance is the word of God. And it says about faith, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? So having the shield of faith, we have to realize that Jesus is the author and he's the finisher of our faith. So we need to look unto Jesus. Amen? Look unto Jesus. And if we look unto Jesus, we know that he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Give him glory and honor. Jesus. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Lift up his name. Amen? Lift up his name. It's all about Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're putting on the armor. We're putting on Jesus, aren't we? And let's lift up the name of Jesus. Give him glory. Give him praise and honor. Amen. Putting on his armor. Amen. Amen. And we're going to go to the last one here. It says the helmet of salvation. Ephesians 6:17. Take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation protects the head and brain. Amen? So the helmet of salvation protects your head, it protects your brain. Right? It protects your mind from the enemy trying to put stuff into your mind. All of us have stupid thoughts. Right? All of us have had stupid thoughts. But what we need to do is we need to bring all them thoughts, imaginations under the blood of Jesus. Amen? And they'll go. Right? They'll go. And that's what protects us. Protects our head and our brain. Amen? So that we have the mind of Christ. So we can have the mind of Christ. Amen? The mind of Christ. It protects us. Right? The helmet of salvation. Amen? It's a helmet. Nothing can get through. Nothing can get through. No darts of the enemy coming trying to protect our brain or our mind. He's trying to attack it. You know, he tries to attack it, tries to put words and tries to speak to our mind, our brain. But we have that authority and power. We can just tell whatever that thought is, we just bring it under the imagination of Jesus. Amen. The blood of Jesus. And it will go. Whatever you do, don't start thinking about it and stuff like that. Just get rid of it and get rid of it quick. Don't allow it to don't allow it to start to manifest. Get rid of it. Get rid of it quick. Whatever thought that is, it's not of God, you know what it isn't. And you're just basically saying in the name of Jesus, I bring this thought is under the blood of Jesus, under subjection and blood of Jesus. And this thought will no longer be in my mind. I will think, whatever things are pure, whatever things are good, whatever things are good report, I will think on these things. Amen? Praise Jesus. Give Jesus the glory and honor. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. 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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to go on here. I want to give you what is the character of a soldier of Christ. I'm just going to go here. This is what the character of a soldier of Christ. So if you're saying, well, I'm a soldier of Christ and stuff like that, this is some of the character. I want to give this to you. Okay. It's in 2 Timothy, okay, says a soldier of Christ is to be strong, single-minded, strict, sound of faith, sanctified, a servant. Amen? The character is a soldier of Christ. So strong in the power of his might. We need to be single-minded, not a double-minded person. We need to be strict with ourselves, self-disciplined in our lives, and strict. Crucifying our flesh daily. We need to be secure. We need to be secure in Christ. Secure in our position in Christ. Secure in our emotions. Secure in our life. Secure in our calling and giftings. In the mighty name of Jesus. We need to be sound of faith. Right? We need to be diligent in our faith. Be diligent in our faith. Not moving. When we're believing for something, we just stand on the Word of God and we just speak the Scriptures for that, for whatever we're believing for. Amen? We're sanctified by the blood by Jesus. And we're servants of the Most High. We have giftings. We have different giftings of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Amen. They're gifts to the body, fivefold ministers. But the greatest thing of all is to be a servant of Christ. Right? Because Jesus said, when he calls us home, he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen? Well done, good and faithful servant. So that's the character of Christ. That's something that we can attain for. That's something we can try. You know what? Make the changes. Just make the changes. You want that character. It's time for us to get, for the people out there that I'm speaking to, get out of boot camp and go to the front lines. It's time to quit retreating and start taking ground in your life. Amen? Time for you to walk in divine health. Excuse me. Time for you to walk in divine health. Remember, you are in the army of God. You are in You're in your heavenly commander's bloodline. You're not an Adams. You are a warrior. You are a Jesus Army warrior in the army of God. Amen? You're a Jesus Army warrior in the army of God. You're in the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen? Where's the heaven? We're citizens of heaven. We're citizens of heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Remember. Remember. Amen. I just want to read a scripture here. Joel 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and gloomy and of gloominess, and a day of clouds and of thick darkness. A great people and strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more. After even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the fire. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses and horsemen. So shall they run, like the noise of chariots. On the top of the mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. And that is us. That's what I'm talking about tonight. We are set in battle array. We are set in battle array. We have our armor on. We're going forth, marching together, taking ground from the enemy wherever we go, whatever we do. Amen. With the armor on that I just said, that I was just speaking on, with the armor on. I'm going to go on here. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his way, And they shall not break their ranks. That's us. We're marching together. We're not going to break our ranks. You know, it doesn't matter. We're all going to be marching together as one army. Right? Single-minded. Strict. Amen? They shall march every one of his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one on one in his path. We're marching together. There's no ambition. There's no haughtiness. There's no pride. We're just marching together as one army. And Jesus is our heavenly commander. And we're marching together. We're not looking at each other. We're looking unto Jesus, our heavenly commander. Amen? No jealousy. No ambition. Just marching together as one army, like-minded. In one accord. looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, looking unto Jesus, our heavenly commander. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one of them on his ways. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path. And where when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Did you just hear about that? Even though we'll fall upon the sword, we shall not be wounded. So the enemy tries to bring a sword of condemnation or a sword of intimidation or any demonic sword, it will not hurt us. Verse 9, they shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses, and they shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. He's talking about us. He's talking about the army of God. He's talking about the militant church here. Shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withhold their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. Amen? For his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Amen. And then he says, therefore saith the Lord, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn you even now to me with all your heart, and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Right? And as first of all, to rend our heart and not our garment. Amen? We're a mighty army. We're a mighty army, but we need to be an army of humility. We need to be an army of repentance. Amen? That's what the Lord's saying here. We're a mighty army. None can withstand us. We are invincible. Undefeatable. Unconquerable. In our heavenly commander, Christ Jesus. But we need to be an army with an army of humility. We need to be an army of war, but we need to be an army of humility, humbleness, a repenting army. Amen? An army of peace. That's what we need to be. Amen? Because the battle belongs to the Lord. We are in the battle. And down on our knees, we will win every battle. But we have to remember, the battle belongs to our Lord Jesus. And he is the heavenly commander. He is the one. He is the one that's going to bring the victory. He's the one that's going to bring the victory, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we are invincible. We are unconquerable. We are undefeatable in Christ. We have all authority. The Lord has given us all authority and power over the enemy. We just got to keep moving on, keep marching on, one step at a time. Keep marching on together. Together. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to read you another scripture, Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought for with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Amen? The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We, as the army of God, the militant church, we take it by force. Take it by force. Amen? We take it by force. We take our families back by force. We take our health back by force. Right? By force. By the word of God. Speaking the word of God. Strongly. Militantly. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, God wants us to be winners. Amen. God wants us to be winners. Right? We are soldiers. We are soldiers in God's army. God's army. We are winners in God's army. Amen? God has called us to be winners. He's called us to be overcomers. He's called us to take ground from the enemy. Amen? He's called us to use our authority, to use our weapons of the Word of God. He's called us to use our weapons of the Holy Spirit and prayer. You're a soldier, a militant, in the militant church. Use your weapons that God has given you. That's what they're there for. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, right? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Amen? Yet in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Praise the Lord. We are more than conquerors. Not that we just are conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Amen? In God. Right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Time to put Satan on the run. Amen? As the army of God, we're marching forward. We're marching forward, and we keep advancing, and the devil keeps retreating. Right? Keeps retreating. Keeps moving farther and farther away from your family. Moving farther and farther away from your home. Moving farther and farther away from you and from yourselves. Amen? Keep submitting to God. Keep resisting the devil. And he will flee from you in absolute terror. Because he knows that you know your authority. He knows that you know that you have power over him. And that you're exercising that authority and power. So he's leaving. Amen? And you're advancing. Advancing. You're advancing the kingdom. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. I just want to end off here. This something was put on my heart, and I just I don't want to get into it but too much. But I want to talk about seven losing positions that we need to really watch, and we need to discern that we don't get caught up in. Okay, just I'm gonna right. I need to address this because this is some stuff that we're all dealing with. Okay, so the number one. A number one position, number one is unbelief. We cannot say a losing position of unbelief is saying, oh, God, can't do that. Have you ever had a thing where you've said, well, God, you can't do this or you can't do that? No, we need to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to say. Or God, you won't do that. Or God, you won't do that. This is the confidence we have when we ask anything according to His will. He hears us. Amen? So as you're asking, anything you're asking according to His will, He does hear you. And He will give you, and He will give it to you. But it's got to be according to His will. It can't be something that's not according to His will. Okay? Right? So number one is unbelief. You can't basically believe and have stuff come out of your mouth that's in unbelief. Jesus Himself basically told people to leave because of unbelief. Amen. So when you say nothing is impossible with God for those that believe, you've got to keep believing. You've got to believe. It doesn't matter. What circumstances or circumstances or whatever it is, and you know what? You just got to keep believing, okay? Unbelief is sin, my brothers and sisters. Unbelief is sin. Amen? It's sin. So that's one of the, so keep away from it. Keep believing in God. When the Lord says He's going to do something, and you just keep proclaiming His word, confessing your word, His word over what you're believing for Him to do. Amen. It's called violent faith. Violent faith. Okay. Number two is self-centeredness. We need to be Christ-centered, not self-centered. Okay? Right? So in other words, what we need is it's not about me or us. It's all about Him. Amen? Let that come out of your mouth. You know, say, you know what, Lord? It's not about me. It's all about You. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we need to be Christ-centered. We need to have our marriages Christ-centered. We need to have our lives Christ-centered. Amen? Okay? Praise the Lord. Number three, conform to the world. That's what I was talking about when I first was talking on here. I said, make sure that you don't get caught up in the affairs of your life or in the world. Amen? Remember I told you about once you take your clothes off, and you come into the army, you put on a uniform. Okay? That's what it's all. You don't put your worldly clothes back on again. Right? You're a soldier of the cross, you're in the army of God, right? You don't put your worldly clothes back on again. Amen? That's what it means about being conformed to the world. Don't be worldly. We need to be godly and walking in holiness. Amen? The Lord said, I am holy. And He wants us to be holy, okay? Don't get caught up in the things of the world, the world system, or what the world is doing. Amen? Remember one thing I said a long time ago, I said, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen? Praise the Lord. Number four, hurtful to others. Do not be hurtful to others. Do not, or yourself, but don't be hurt. Anything of intimidation, manipulation, or domination isn't of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And we need to watch what we speak, what comes out of our mouths. Because the thing is, sticks and stones will break my bones. Names will hurt you. Names will hurt you. If people start calling you names and putting you down and stuff, it will hurt you. It does hurt you emotionally. It'll hurt you emotionally. It'll hurt you emotionally, and it'll hit you spiritually. It'll even affect you physically if you allow it. Amen? So don't speak down to people. You know what? You need to encourage them, exhort them, build them up. Amen? That's what it's all about. That's what we're called to do. We're called to exhort, to encourage, to build up. You know, build up people. Build up people with your word. Don't tear them down, my brothers and sisters. Please don't tear them down. Build them up. Encourage them. Exhort them. Lift them up. Lift them up. Like that's what Jesus does. He lifts people up. He lifts them out. He encourages them. You know what? They're down. He lifts them up. Amen? So lift them up. Amen? Number five, fearful. Do not be fearful. God has not given you and me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Amen? Don't be fearful. Amen? Fear not, for I am with thee. I hold you with my righteous right hand, the Lord says in Isaiah. Amen? For Isaiah 41. Fear not. Don't allow fear to come in. Fear of anything. Just go on. Right? Walk in faith. Walk in faith. Live by faith. Amen? Don't be fearful. Because it's not from God. It's from the devil. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And just say, fear go. Fear go in the name of Jesus. Amen? Just speak it out. Say, fear go in the mighty name of Jesus. Number six, unforgiveness. Don't allow unforgiveness in your life. Forgive people. If right now, if you're dealing with unforgiveness, forgive that person. Forgive that person. Because I'll tell you something right now. You forgiving that person will do more for you than it will do even for them. Because unforgiveness will open up a door quicker to the enemy than anything going. You want to keep all doors closed on the enemy. Forgive. Jesus forgave them. Unconditionally. Jesus loved us unconditionally. Jesus didn't hold any unforgiveness toward anyone. And look what happened. Look what Jesus went through. Amen? Please, don't allow that root of bitterness or that unforgiveness. I'm going to give you a little bit of a testimony. There were 10 ladies. And they're all dealing with breast cancer. anyway, they're at this place. And the Lord spoke to him, spoke to the person that was kind of in charge, and said, all these women hold unforgiveness toward their mother-in-laws. But if they will forgive, each one of them will forgive their mother-in-law, the cancer, they will be cancer-free. So every one of them decided to forgive their mother-in-laws, and the cancer disappeared and was gone. Amen. Amen. That's how important that is. Please do not hold any unforgiveness in your heart, in your life. Let it go. Give it to the Lord and forgive. And He has forgiven us. Number 7, being an obstructionist. Being an obstructionist. Obstruction is somebody keeps their family held down. They're intimidating. They use intimidation, manipulation, and domination to keep their families down. They want to be the number one. They want to be basically number one. They want to be basically be the one that's dominating everything. Be a helper. When good things are suggested, do not be an obstructionist. See how you can help, not how you can handle. Do not try to find reasons why you should not do something. Find several reasons why you should have done it yesterday. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 9:12, where rather what we do it heartily. And whatever you do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Amen? So don't be an obstructionist. Be a servant. Be a servant. Be in the ministry of helps. You know, having enough loving people serving. Amen? Don't allow yourself to be obstructionist. Be there for people, to help people, to encourage people. Amen? To love people. Love people. Not love them conditionally, but love them unconditionally. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just going to close with this. And I just want you to say it with me. Amen? I will not be defeated. And I'll never quit. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I'm loose from Satan's grip. Jesus fought and won the battle, and He gave it to you and me. I will not be defeated. I'm saved. I'm healed. And I'm free. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All over the world is listening to my voice. I thank you. I bless you. I pray for you. I lift you up. I thank you, Lord, that I thank you that you are mighty men and women of God. I thank you that you're soldiers of the cross in the army of God. I thank you that you are taking ground from the enemy every day of your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus is our heavenly commander. Jesus, our heavenly commander. Lift up the name of Jesus. Proclaim Jesus. Pronounce Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You're in His army. You're in His army. Praise God. praise God, say, Lord, I want to be in your army, God. I want to be in your army. I don't want to be in boot camp no more. I don't want to be in the world. I want to be I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. I'm in victory. I'm in victory in Jesus, Lord. I'm a soldier of the cross. Start proclaiming it. I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm in the army of God. Amen. And just speak, say, I'm invincible. I'm unconquerable. I'm undefeatable in Christ, my heavenly commander. Amen. You are in the militant church. You're in the militant church. In God's army. Preparing for war. Preparing for a war. Amen. Amen. God bless. Till next time. I'm going to be speaking on Saints Movement, a noise for action. God bless. Good night. See you next time. Amen.